From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Israelis vote in large numbers in parliamentary elections. Israeli television exit polls say the race between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party and Isaac Herzog's center-left Zionist Union Alliance is too close to call. Mr. Netanyahu is striving to win a fourth term as prime minister. With neither candidate expected to win the 61-seat parliamentary majority, both candidates are making last-minute pushes for support from smaller groups. Iran's nuclear chief says Iranian officials have reached an understanding with the United States and its negotiating partners on most issues in nuclear talks. Ali Akbar Salehi told Iranian state television one important difference remains. There was a second day of talks Tuesday between Secretary of State John Kerry and Iran's foreign minister. Lisa Bryant has more.
Over the next few days, the two diplomats hope to agree on the broad outlines for limiting Iran's nuclear program. If they don't succeed, they're expected to hold more talks before the end of the month. The deadline for tracing the broad outlines to a nuclear deal is March 31st. Iran and world powers then hope to fill in the details and finish a comprehensive agreement by the end of June. On Tuesday, Iran's top nuclear negotiator, Ali Akbar Salehi, told the country's state TV that the two sides had reached a mutual understanding on most issues. But one very important difference remained. He said they would try to address it that day. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Officials in Cameroon are denying that 82-year-old President Paul Biya is seriously ill. Cameroon's communications minister told reporters the president, who has been out of the country, is on a private trip. This is VOA News. A former lawyer for the Pakistani man who helped the CIA find Osama bin Laden has been shot and killed in Peshawar. Gunmen opened fire on Sami'ullah Afridi Tuesday as he was returning home from work. In an email message to VOA and other media organizations, Pakistan's Taliban claimed responsibility. Pakistani officials say they executed 12 men Tuesday in the largest single-day total since the government lifted a moratorium on the death penalty. 10 prisoners were hanged at jails in Punjab province, while two others were hanged in the southern city of Karachi. Revocation of the policy was the first applied only to those prisoners convicted of terrorist offenses, but last week's news emerged that the change has been widened to include all prisoners on death row whose appeals have been rejected. Relief workers and disaster management officials are trying to access the outer islands of Vanuatu on Tuesday in order to reach those affected by a powerful cyclone. Poor weather, limited communications, and the geography of the country, made up more than 80 islands, have made it difficult for crews to access the damage and provide aid since the storm struck late Friday. Colin Collett Van Ruyen is with the aid agency Oxfam.
There's no way that we can speculate on any exact numbers, but we do anticipate that the numbers will rise, particularly on the Marimot Islands, and that's going to take a while.
Talking about the death toll, which is currently at 11, about 3,300 people are sheltering in evacuation centers. A report released Tuesday by Amnesty International says 115 civilians were among the victims when Syrian planes bombed the city of Raqqa last November. Raqqa is a stronghold of the Islamic State group. Also Tuesday, Syrian activists say Syria's Air Force carried out an alleged chlorine gas attack in the northern town of Samrin that killed six people and injured dozens more. The government denied the reports. A Cuban foreign ministry statement says U.S. and Cuban diplomats have concluded a third round of talks on restoring diplomatic ties. The statement did not offer details. The talks ended after just one day, and U.S. negotiators have said nothing about the talks. The U.S. Air Force veteran, or a U.S. Air Force veteran, is being charged with trying to provide material support to the Islamic State militant group. A Justice Department statement says a grand jury also charged Terod Nathan Webster Pugh with obstruction of justice. Pugh allegedly tried to join the Islamic State group earlier in the year after being fired from a job as an airplane mechanic in the Middle East. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming